In Ein by Mishum Tigel, he holds another Shita. Any dam that's not on the Mizbeach Achitzan does not make Tigel like Shlomim. And that's from Shimon Shita. So Rashi says, Shlomadnu Mi'em Tigel, Uchol Azvachim, Ein by Mishum Tigel, Kama Perek by Shammai. That when Shimon HaKlal holds, there is no Din Tigel, Perechat HaSatanim. It has to only be in a carbon that is Ugaz Adam is on the Zerach Hitzlein. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to tell me, because if it's Halach here, it's fan, because of Etzpa, because it's Halach, Halach is not Halach. Like the Din of Tfilis Etzpa, that's a type of a Halach, like you're like carrying the Dam to the Mizbeach. Besides that, Rabbi Shimon Shita with them is that on Chata Sapnim, since this Rik is not done on the Zerach Hitzlein, there's no Tigel. So more says true. El Rav Alinsiu Hov Ol Rabban. Both look into Rabban and Shita Lekasha. Kan Bechatas Achitzaynos. Kan Bechatas Apnimis. One is talking about Achatas Achitzayn. So Rashi is there. It's Enim Fagelis. Like Siv Bei Betovel doesn't say Betovel. El Avlochat Akoyin Midam Achatas Bet. We should take it. Vila Kicha Kaboli. I mean, you're supposed to make a Kaboli Sadam in the Klishoris and carry the Dam to the Mizbeach, and over there you make your Zrika with your hands. So therefore, if you do not put in the klisharis, but rather you dip your hands and you carry the blood in your hands, that's not called halacha. There it does not make up soul. There the machshava would not tassel. But kan bechatas apnimis. Chatas, since there the avodah is filled the etzpa, then it would be mefagel. For the gemara, chatas chitzonis, pshit, of course it doesn't make tigol. Like siv bei betovel, doesn't say the word betovel. So pshit, you're not supposed to dip your hands in the blood and carry the blood that way to the mizbeach. But rather, you're supposed to make a regular Kabbalah in the Kli, and they don't keep the Mizbeach. So I said, no, Itzrach, still I need the Chiddush to tell me that by the Chatas HaPnim, it will not be Tigel. But by Chatas HaChitzayin, if you mechash, if you make a spirit of Etzpa, it will not make Tigel. Because Sark, without the Chinai, would have thought to say, Hoyelik Sir V'lokach, since there's the word V'lokach. Now, V'yos HaKuf, Remilu, Ibi, Boy in the Mishkol, Zim Nachrita, Command the Chsiv Atovol Dami, Kamash Malon. Again, since the Pasuk says V'lokach, so I would have thought to say, V'yisakuf, if a monkey would come, and Romilu Ayodit, he would put the blood on the hands of the Kayin, it would not be good, because the Pasuk says V'lokach. Boy L'mishkul Zim Nachriti, that the Kayin himself has to like take the blood himself and put it on his fingers. It's not enough if the monkey does it for him. So you see, the Kohen has to do it himself, maybe command the Chsiv Atovol Dami, maybe the Pshat is that he himself has to do it. So it's as if he has to make a Maisa Tefillah. So maybe if the Kohen puts his hands in the Dam, and that's the way he carries it to the Mizbeach, maybe it's also called an Avodah Chashuvah, Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush know, that by Chatas HaChitzayin, that's not the Avodah, it's not Avodah Chashuvah. The Avodah is to receive it in a Kli, and carry the blood in the Kli to the Mizbeach, and there he dips his fingers into the blood. The Kamash Mulan Lahochi, like Siv Batovel, does not say Batovel, to Mash Mochi, it says rather Velokach. Even though Akaka means he has to mamash take of his own hands, but it does not say Lashon Batovel to teach us, it has to be like we're saying. The Kohen has to make a Kabbalah Saddam in a Kli. He has to receive it in the Kli. And with the Kli, he has to carry it to the Mizbeach. Therefore, by Achatas HaChitzayin, if he would dip his hands into the blood, and that's the way he would carry the blood to the Mizbeach, that's not considered Avodah Chashuvah, therefore would not make Tigel. But then, Echnami, on Achatas HaPnim, since that's the Derech Avodah to carry with your hands, that would make Tigel. That's Lashon HaGemara that says, L'ochi like Sivitova, Demash Mahochi, Yamash Mahochi. And Yamash Mahoch, Rashi says, Demash Mahochi like the Hevei, Tfilas Etzpa, Avodah Chashuvah, Behem Lefagel, since it doesn't say you need it, or Mash Mochi, Shatzrichi Litfol, Hachatzoyas Achitzoyin, you have to make a tefillah. Glad Lishkol Koif, it's not enough of a koif if a monkey puts it onto your hand. So Kofon, that's the Chilich. In other words, says the word says, Mishnah Reb Shimon, Mach Shibhilich. Shimon holds during the Avodah, so Halacha, since it's Efshel of Atlo, therefore the Mach Shobah does not pass over the Shas, you're walking with the Dam to the Mizbeach. The Rami Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, Moedir Rabbi Shimon Shimon agrees, B'yalechet Chatoyes HaPnimis, that if he carried the Dam of the Chates HaPnim inside to the Heichol, Shemachshav HaPasel Ezbo, but over here we have the real Machshav with Pasol, Hoyu V'yavoydi Shem Yochol Avatlo, because you can't do Mavatlo this Avoydo. Rashi says, La Bruchai, you to make a Shechita inside the Azor, you don't shecht inside the Heichol. for sure the Eichel is done outside. The Shechit is done outside the Eichel. So therefore you have to carry the dam of the Chattas HaPnim, that this Rik is on the Mizbeach HaPnim. You have to carry it inside. See, it's through the Halacha that you have to do. It's extra to Shecht by the Mizbeach HaPnim. Therefore he agrees that the Machshav would pass him. For the Gemara is true, I Vomu Rav Shimon Shimon says, that kol she'enoi amazbech achitzon kishlamim ein chayov molo mishum tigel, like any korban that's not brought on mazbech achitzon like shlamim, there's no machshavas of tigel. So here a chattas hapnim, it's not brought on the outside mazbech, it's brought on the inside mazbech, so it has no machshavas tigel, and havim in a real suwa didn't have no machshavas shleil lishmo either. So how could Rav Shimon say by the chattas hapnim it wouldn't have a psul? Some Rabbi Yisro Rabbi Chanina, Noi Doho Yolifso Mikal V'choyma. That if Shimon agrees that with the Machshava, Koponim would make a psul in the korban. Einach na misnat chaladin tigul, to say that there's a chiyuv koros to eat the meat. If you have the Machshava and a chattas hapnim, but our Koponim, the korban will become psul. And therefore, who are then, there'll be a psul of Shlo Lishmo Rosa Pasul, by a chattas hapnim. And who are then, like we say now, on the Avodas Halacha, on the Halacha of the Chattas HaPnim, Rabbi Shimon would also agree that the Machshava would passel. And he says, Mikal V'choyim, he has the Kal V'choyim to say that the Machshava would passel. Even though the Machshava is pigul, does not make a Chiyuv Koros, but our Korban of the Korban would be passel. What's the Kal V'choyim? Umar Shaloi Lishmon, a regular Machshava of Shinu Kodesh. Yishech the Korban Chattas, the Shema Korban Eilat. Shuch shuvu b'shlamim. By the way, the Korban shlamim shloim lishmos kosher. Still, the lachur is possible. The chatis that the machshava of shilu kodesh makes a psul by Korban chatis. If so, chutz lezmanoi, when you shech the Korban, even the Korban shlamim, and you have in mind that you can eat the achilus at the wrong time, shepaisu b'shlamim, that that's the machshava's tigel that makes the Korban possible by shlamim. Is ain't a din sheyivsho b'chattas? Isn't it for sure a svara that our korbanim there should be a psul by korban chattas? See, when the Rav Shimon said there's no tigol, it means there's no chiyuv koros to eat the meat. But our korbanim there is a machshava that would pass to the korban. See, if that's what Rav Shimon Lakish is saying, that if Rav Shimon would agree by a loch of chattas hapnim, that the machshava would pass, whether it's a machshava chuslam koymoi, chuslazmanoi, or machshava shino kodesh, that would all make a psul in the korban. The Gemara says, though, but the Chur could ask, V'yashka chon chuslas manoi. We only found so far the machshava of chuslas manoi. The chuslim koimim minoam. How do we know that by chattas hapnim, there'll also be a machshava of chuslim koimim, that means v'shaf v'dalar avoidis. You have in mind to make an achil in the wrong place, not on the mezbeach hapnim, but to do it someplace else. How do you know that machshava also passes? So if you want to tell me in the chuslas manoi, we don't know enough in the machshava of pigol, of eating it the wrong time. No. Malachus lezmanisha can chorus. That's a much stronger machshava. Because by Korban Shlomim Lamashol, there is a machshavas pigul that puts the chiyuv koros. So maybe only this machshavas idit, chus lezmanoi, applies to chattas hapnim. But maybe not chus lemkoimoi. Even mishloim lishmo, if you want to learn out that chus lemkoimoi shapasol, just by chus lishmo, shloim lishmo is also possible chattas. So that's how you know, shekeinoi bebama, that it's not the psul of Shina Kodesh applies even by a bama, even by a korban yochid. So that's brought to Shas Heter Abamas. Because Shina Kodesh applies. Ma'ashenken chutzlim koimoi, it's not shaykh by the mechitzas of the bama. Like the only time chutzlim koimoi means that you have the mezbeach and the Beis Hamikdash where you have to bring it. But the bama, there's no chutzlim koimoi. So maybe you can learn out the machshava of chutzlim koimoi from the machshava of Shina Kodesh. Shinu were Kodesh applies even by a bama. Even Mizman, we didn't have the Beis Hamikdash. Mizman had the Rabbamis. So Mora says, no, let's see. Shalom Lishmon b'manoig, on which korban is there a psul? Of Shalom Lishmoi, the Pesach v'chattis, by korban, Pesach v'korban v'chattis. So I tell you, Pesach v'chattis, the bama lo korva, that you can't bring a korban Pesach or korban v'chattis on a bama. So Mela, the Machshav of Shalom Lishmoi does not apply by the bama, it also only applies in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore we can learn out the psul, the machshava of chutz lam koinoi, from the machshava of chutz of shinu kodesh. V'iboy yisem, not to tell us I couldn't see you, v'iboy yisem akesh lez hekesh, shlishi se chutz lezmanoi. If you have the machshava to eat from the korvin, at the wrong time, the next day. Again, like we said, there are two types of achilus. There's the achilus mizbeach of the zrikas dam, or the achilus adam. Pigel, that's called pigel. No. Shlishi zeh chutzlas manai. Pigel, the pasuk says pigel, it means chutzlam koinai. Even though really chutzlam koinai does not have a chiv chorus, only chutzlas manai has a chiv chorus, but from the Hebrew, the word pigel means the machshava of chutzlam koinai. So there's a hekish, wherever it applies the machshava of pigel, of chutzlas manai, it also applies the machshava of chutzlam koinai. Therefore, on the chatas sapnim, we also pass the machshava of eating it chutzlam koinai, that would call upon and make a psu in the carbon.
If you want to tell me that Rabbi Shimon saw Balak Kibrei, Rabbi Shimon holds like his own son. The young mother and son, his son says, that the Beinu Ulam, Ulam is the Beyach at Sefen. Now that there is a special locha on the Korban Chattis, Kodesh Kodoshim. The Shechita has to be done in Sefen side of the Mizbeach. The question is, the Mizbeach itself is a little further away from the Ulam. Now, on the Tzofen, on the north side of the Mizbeach, that itself is sure is called Tzofen, we need to make the Shechita. The question is, further up, in front of the Mizbeach, up until the Ulam, true, it's on the north side of the Mizbeach, but it's further up from the Mizbeach. That's the question, if on top of the Mizbeach, until the Ulam, that's before the Eichel, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is that also called the Makom HaShechita for a Kodesh HaKadoshim? If Reb Shimon is going to hold like his son, that he holds yes, that Mokum up until the Ulam is called Tzofen for Kodesh Kodoshim. If so, ain't Machshav Umreles, Belaches, Chatas Afrimis, Elim Mipesach Ulam Alefnim. And so, according to Reb Shimon, a Halacha, but if Efshel of Atle, it's not called Halacha for Machshav. Therefore, if you would Shech the Chatas Afrim on the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach, and you still have to walk up until the Ulam, that part is not necessary, because it was possible to make the Shechita right by the Ulam. So therefore, if you carry the dam of the Chatas HaPnim from that Mokum to the Ulam, it would not possible. It would only be a Machsheva Peselis from the Pesach Ulam Lefnim, because inside Ulam, from that Pesach, that's for sure not a Mokum, we need to make a Shechita for Kodesh Kodeshim. Well, Rashi said, that's the Machlekes where Rabbi Yossi later holds that it's not a Mokum HaShechita, and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon's son, he holds this kasha for Makom HaShechita. So if it's anything that you can make the Shechita there, if you make it further away, that's called Halacha, Shein Tzarech, the Machshav will not happen. And another Halacha Rebbe says, the Yim Tim Tzlev, if you want to tell me that Tzavah like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but we'll have the Shechita later, in Peres Kodesh Kodoshim, that he holds the Yama that he holds. Teich Azoro Mekadesh, anything inside the Azoro is Mekadesh as Kedusha, which Rashi explains, meaning Kol Ritzpas Azoro. Any floor in the Azoro itself, Bein Ulam Ulam Mizbeach, again, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, is Mekadesh as Lahatzeh Chalom Ki Mizbeach Atma, the same Aloch like the Mizbeach itself. Even though the Chachilu is a Mizbeach where you have to burn it on, but if you burn it just on the floor, even above in front of the Mizbeach, in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, it also be kosher. The Rashi says, this sheep is the chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayomahu Kiddush HaMelech Es Teich HaChotzer, V'tanyo, that's what Yehuda Sheep later will learn about it. So if Reb Shimon is going to hold like Reb Yehuda, that Teich HaZora, is even a Mokom to burn, like the Mizbeach itself, if so, Ein Machshav Amreles, Tehelech Es Siluk, V'zichim, Elam Mipesach, Heichel Umlechutz. Now the law of the Siluk Bezichim, that's the avodah you do to the matter the lechem upon him every Shabbos, when they bring in the new lechem, they take out the old lechem, so it's first take off the Bezichim, the two cups of the Levoina, and they have to burn it on the Mizbeach, and that's what's the matter you teach the Shtei Lechem. The law is if you mechashiv, if you have a machshav of Bishash to take off the Bezichim when you're walking with it, to burn it, if you think that you can eat it the wrong day, that would make the machshavas pickle, that would make pickle m'shtei lechem, they would also become us. We'll see figures later. Why even by the lechem is also pickle? But look, anything that's matir, something else, Bishash you do the avodah samatir, you could have a machshavas pickle. Here, before you could eat the lechem aponim on Shabbos, you have to first burn, take off the bezichim. So the avoda of the bezichim, that's the matter for the shtei lechem. So now, what's the avoda of halacha of carrying these bezichim to the makom where you can burn them on the mizbeach? So again, according to the Shimon, it's only halacha that has to be done. You cannot get away without it. So where is there a makom that you have to make this halacha? That's what he says. If Rav Shimon holds it with Yehuda, it's only mipesach heichel lechutz, means from the outside door of the heichel. Because inside the heichel itself, that's the kodesh kedoshim, even though the shulchan is further up, but lalocha, any place in the heichel is kosher to put the shulchan. So really, it's possible to have the shulchan right by the entrance, right by the pesach of the heichel. So even though now the shulchan is further in, that halacha of carrying the bezichim, which is on top of the shulchan, so the door of the heichel is lalocha tzarech. It was possible to have the shulchan by the heichel. So where do you have to carry it? Only from the pesach, the entrance of the heichel, put outwards. Meaning that until you go from the heichel through the ulam, and as soon as you come outside ulam, right away that's called the azara. And in the azara, and like we had before, any place in the makom of the azara, it's fit to burn the bezichim. You don't but have to put it on the mizbeach, even in front of the mizbeach. Therefore, the only halacha that's necessary is from the door of the heichel to the outside door of the ulam. That would be the only makom halacha of the bezichim which you could have a machshava to make a tigul in the lechem upon him. And another halacha is, we'll see these more later on in the mesechta. Now, the yimtim tzlema, if you want to tell me, the yimtim tzlema, sova, that Rav Shimon holds, kedushas heichel, the ulam chodihi, that they both have the exact same kedusha, the other man, the other man, say no. The heichel, that's further in. That's where the makom of the kodesh is. That's where the shulchan is. That's where the menorah is. That's called the heichel. And now, in front of that is the kodesh hakodashim. The kedusha starts up in the base of Midrash, all the way up on top, on Marav Zayit, on the Marav Zayit, all the way on top is the kodesh hakodashim. Out back, and then back of that means towards the mizrach is the heichel. And back of that, towards the mizrach is the ulam. And in back of that is the azara. And that's where they have the mizbeach, the outside mizbeach. The question is, the heichel, that's the kodshim, that's the makom we have the menorah and the shulchan, does that have the same type of kedusha as the makom outside of the ulam? Or no, they're different. So if you tell me that Rav Shimon holds that the ulam and the heichel have the same kedusha, is so a machshav mayelis and the mipestach ulam ulechutz. So Rashi explains what it means to say is mipestach ulam ulechutz. Rashi says it means kloima hey amos. There are five amos, which is the thickness of the wall of the ulam itself. Because otherwise, the whole chalal inside the ulam, it does not help the machshava. Because inside the ulam, it's the same kedusha as the heichel. It's possible to put the shulchan mamash by the end of the ulam, and then you just have to walk through the kaitza, which is only five amos. And as soon as you come outside ulam into the azaram, that's a makom right there. You could be mati, you could burn the bezichim. Therefore, the only place that you have to walk with the bezichim is these five amis through the thickness of the wall of the ulam. That's the only place that the machshava would pass through the shasta halacha. And further, the yimtim tzlein, if you want to tell me, the teicha pesach kilef min, that even the teicha, the pesach, these five amis of the ulam, the Pesach itself also has the Kedusha, like the Ulam itself. If so, ein machshava mu'elos, afilu psiyachas. Even one step, there's no halacha. You do not have to walk at all with the bezichim. Because it's possible to bring the shulchan mamash in between the kaisel, in between the doorway of the Ulam, and there, ela bechtei hashatas yadei. All you have to do is just with your hand, you pick up the bezichim and just put it outside the door, where they could burn it. So anything more than that is not necessary. The machshava would not passel. The yim tim slaim, if you want to tell me, the yim tim slaim out. Sever, halacha shloi beregel, leishimo halacha, will soon see. That's another shayla. Like right now we're saying, you do not have to walk at all with your feet. All you have to do is just pick up the bezichim and with your hand just put it outside. So that's the question, is that called halacha at all? If you're going to tell me now that just moving the bezichim with your hands from here to there, and you do not have to move your feet, maybe that's not called halacha, and therefore it's not an avodah, and therefore the machshava will not help. If so, ein machshav melet klal. If so, by the bezichim, the machshav will not help at all. There's no avoid of halacha at all, since it's all you could do without it. It's possible to be marked at the bezichim without doing a halacha at all. The shulchan could be all the way, take the pesach of the ulam, just with your hand, just pick it up and bring it, put it down right outside, and then you can burn it. You do not have to move with your feet. So it's not called halacha at all. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, if he holds that all these throwers, there'll be no machsheves halacha at all by the bezichim. Now the Gemara says, oh, malay abaya, liyamoy with Rabbi Chizda. Abaya stood over to the interpreter of Rabbi Chizda. Boy, my name is Rabbi Chizda. Ask this question from Rabbi Chizda. Halacha bizar mahu. What's going to be the halacha if a zar, not a kohen, a Yisrael, makes the halacha by regular korban? In other words, the Zav does not make the Kabbalah for Dam, he does not make the Zerika. All he does is he just makes a locha, he carries the Dam. Does that make a psu in the Dam or not? Ma, what's the locha? Some way said, back to him, Ksheira, no, the Dam is still kosher, you could use it for Zerika, it's still kosher. Or Mikra Mestayen, you have a riot from the Pesach. The Pesach says, Vayishchet Tuas HaPesach, Vayizrach Rehakahanim Lefadom, Miyodom, Fi Halaviyim, Matshitim. So, Pashto Pasuk says clearly, Vayishchet Hashef B'Korban Pesach, then the Kohanim, the major Zerika, where did they get the dam from? They took it from the person, Miyodom. They took it from the person, Mashma Hatmin was Miyodom, and means Azar, that there's a regular Yisrael that carried the blood from the Kohanim, the major Kabbalah,